And now the latest news from the Middle East. Israel's incursion into Gaza continues in response to the capture of a 19-year-old Israeli soldier. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert rejected a deadline set by Hamas-linked militants calling for the release of Palestinians by tomorrow morning in exchange for the Israeli corporal. Yesterday, Israeli missiles struck the unoccupied offices of Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Fears of humanitarian crisis in Gaza have eased somewhat as Israel allowed essential supplies to flow into the Palestinian territory. For more, we turn now to Joel Greenberg, the Jerusalem bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune, with us by phone from Jerusalem. Good to speak with you.
Hello.
And we're just a few hours away from the expiration of this deadline. Can you give us some idea of the mood in Jerusalem?
Well, right now the official Israeli position is that they're not dealing with the people who took the soldier. The Prime Minister's office put out a statement saying that there will be no negotiations and there won't be any deal with the people who took this soldier. So officially the line is no negotiation. What is going behind the scene is not really known, but there have been no public indications from any Israeli official that they're about to make a deal. On the contrary, they've warned that if any harm comes to the soldier, there will be dire consequences.
And at the same time, it seems as if the incident that triggered this, the Palestinian raid into Israeli territory, two Israeli soldiers were killed and this corporal captured, that seems to have been the trigger for this, but Israeli goals are far wider than simply the return of the soldier.
Yes, well, it seems as the military operation has developed, it has taken on certainly at least one other aim, which is, according to officials and military officials, is to suppress a rocket fire from the Gaza Strip into Israel. Palestinian militants have for months been firing crude rockets that rarely cause casualties but have a pretty damaging psychological effect on towns and communities in southern Israel. And Israeli military officials and government leaders have said that this will be an opportunity for them to kind of mop up or try to clean out the area where these rockets have been coming from. Of course, that will last probably as long as the military is in there. Mm-hmm. But once they withdraw, it's not clear at all that this problem will be solved. But this is definitely another aim that Israeli officials are talking about. And there will also be a possibility that the Israelis are aiming at the Hamas-led Palestinian government because they rounded up more than 20 parliament members and 8 cabinet ministers. And this certainly seems to be a blow aimed at the Hamas political structure or the Palestinian government structure led by Hamas. So this is clearly another aim which has emerged as this operation has gone on.
We're talking with Joel Greenberg, Jerusalem bureau chief of the Chicago Tribune. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And not just the Hamas leadership in the Palestinian territories, direct threats, it seems, to the Hamas leadership based in Damascus.
That's right. The Israelis have made it very clear, and today again, Defense Minister Amir Peretz pointed the finger toward Syria and said that this whole operation has been masterminded by Khaled Mashal, who is the exiled overall leader of Hamas, who is based in Damascus, and that is the address, and that Syrian President Bashar Assad should wake up. So the Israelis are clearly looking in that direction and saying that the source of all this, the orders for this, came from Damascus. And you'll recall that the other day Israel sent war planes to fly low over the summer residence of Syrian President Bashar Assad in a message to the Syrians that the Israelis clearly see them as involved in some way.
How is the Israeli media treating this story? I mean, are they cheering on this the government forces? Are there questions being asked about the goals of this operation?
I think as time goes on, more questions are being asked. There's a lot more discussion now about what exactly is the goal of this action. As you said before, it began as an operation to rescue or to find or to somehow free the soldier and has taken on additional aims, including, again, targeting the Hamas-led government, going into northern Gaza to stop rocket fire. And there are questions about what is the focus of this operation? How long will it last? At what cost? What about the civilian toll it's taking in terms of the life of Palestinians in Gaza, the cutoff of electricity, the cutoff of fuel and supplies, which were renewed yesterday but again stopped today? So there are a lot of questions being raised about the cost, the cost on ordinary Palestinians. So there is more discussion in Israel about that, as well as whether Israel should actually negotiate for a prisoner exchange. Israel has done this in the past. in situations like this where it's had servicemen taken. And arguments have begun about whether Israel should, despite its official position of refusing to negotiate, actually enter into some kind of discussion through mediators on a prisoner exchange that will save the life of this soldier.
And in the meantime, of course, time is running out. The deadline issued, again, my mathematics is beyond me, but it's just a few hours away before the deadline runs out.
That's right. I think that it would be at about 11 p.m. your time today. It would be 6 a.m. here the next day. And as the hours tick away, there are no signs that the Israelis are moving at all in the direction of freeing any of the prisoners that the kidnappers or the people holding the soldier are asking for. So there is certainly no sign that the Israelis are preparing to accede to this demand. But whether there are quiet, behind-the-scenes, back-channel contacts to achieve some kind of delay or stay in order to enable more discussion, that is something that no one really knows publicly, and we have no indication of that right now. Right now, it's clearly a situation where the Israelis are saying, we will not talk. The kidnappers, the people holding the soldier, are saying, you have till this deadline to start releasing prisoners. Otherwise, as they wrote in their announcement, the case of the soldier will be closed.
And Israel, as you reported, said dire circumstances would ensue. To say that, presumably, it's one thing to have dire consequences in Gaza, in the West Bank. It would be very much another thing to invoke dire consequences with Syria.
That's true. And they're not specifying what it means. But clearly, I think they're indicating that certainly as far as Gaza is concerned, they would escalate their military operations, and all Hamas leaders in Gaza, including the top ministers in the government, the prime minister, the minister of the interior, all Hamas leadership in Gaza will be in the Israeli crosshairs, literally. And whether the Israelis would also plan something in Syria, again, that's a more complicated matter. I don't think they can carry out any kind of frontal attack. Maybe they would need some kind of undercover operation that would take a long time to pursue. But certainly the threats are out there. What they're capable of doing, what they actually will do, remains to be seen. But they've certainly laid out a series of threats at Hamas leaders that they say that they will pursue if any harm comes to this soldier.
Joel Greenberg, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joel Greenberg, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the Chicago Tribune, joined us today by phone from Jerusalem. Of course, stay tuned to NPR News for further developments as they occur and details on this story later today on All Things Considered. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.